don't tell me not to fly. I've simply got to. If someone takes a spill, it's me and not you. Don't bring around a cloud of terrain on my parade.
Rain's gone. Don't worry about anything. Maybe a little stray shower, 2 or 3 o'clock. Sounds like we have raided the John Williams Sunday Night Music Library. It's 8:10 right now, and it's time to check in with Dean Richards for the entertainment news. How are you doing today, Dean?
Those are some swinging songs that John plays on.
Oh, yeah.
Sunday night.
He's a hep cool cat.
All those standards, those great standards, and it's fun to listen to.
Got it Sunday morning, right, with David Plyer.
Got the Sinatra show. Mm-hmm. I'm in the middle of all these music shows on Sunday.
As you should be.
And I've been lobbying for this. I don't know, maybe you can help me push this, since we're doing a lot of music shows on Sunday now. I've been pushing for a big polka show on Sunday, and the management does not seem in any way interested in my idea. Clearly, they have never been on Milwaukee Avenue.
Here's something scary now. I remember as I was a kid, and I recall a guy who played polka music on what was then WMAQ radio. Wow. I even remember the sponsor. It was Tallman. And why can't I remember important things? I have useless information stored in my head. The guy's name was Rudy Orosek. And wow. Somebody other than Orion Samuelson will probably remember that name. But why that, I can recall, but I don't remember what's on the grocery store list that my right. wife urged me to get. I cannot explain.
I love that you remember the sponsor.
Yeah, isn't that sad?
That is a tribute to advertising working big time. Tallman Federal Savings.
That's
I'll go a little further because they used to sponsor a lot of shows.
Yeah. And what was, there was another one, who had the Weather Bell Corner? I don't know.
Oh.
Somebody will remember that. That there was, downtown, there was a sign, and depending on the color, you knew what the weather would be.
Yeah,
it was
the
Weather Bell.
The sign's still there. I think it's still there. I want to say it's on Clark Street. It's right near City Hall, sign. I've seen it there.
Somebody will know.
Well, my love of polkas goes back to when I was a college student. And one of my summer internship jobs was at Channel 26. I was a summer cameraman at Channel 26 back in the day when Soul Train was still a local show.
Nice.
And then there would be a whole variety of ethnic shows. There was a Mexican show, a Puerto Rican show, a Greek show. There was a gospel show. And one of the other shows that I worked on was Eddie Carosa's Baby Doll Polka Club show that I remember. And all these people would come, they'd get all dressed up with their big hairdos and come, and they would dance polkas in the very same studio where they did Soul Train. And we would listen to, all the Frankie Yankovic and all these great polka bands.
Did they ever mix up the audiences? And then Don Cornelius would say, well, what are these people doing here?
Right. Love, peace, and soul, and who stole the Kishka?
I don't think that John Legend will be doing polka, but this is pretty cool. Some virtual concerts to announce today.
This is going to be a kind of a release party for John Legend's new album, which is called Bigger Love. He's going to do it in a virtual concert. The music, of course, is going to be his, but you're not going to see John Legend in person. You're going to see an avatar of John Legend performing these songs, which is kind of interesting. This is going to be Thursday night, 5 p.m. Chicago time, on YouTube and on Twitter. It'll raise money for John Legend's organization called Free America that's working to reform the criminal justice system. But also this week, we're going to have another of these virtual benefit concerts, this one hosted by Dwayne The Rock Johnson, that will benefit people who are working on COVID-19 tests and treatments. Performing on this benefit will be Shakira and Coldplay and Jennifer Hudson, Justin Bieber, Miley Cyrus, Usher, among others, and then lots of celebrities would just be appearing, like Chris Rock and Charlize Theron and Kerry Washington, Billy Porter, Hugh Jackman. So, a couple of, even though there's more things to do outside now, still some fun things to watch in concerts, because, that's sort of still up in the air of live performances.
Sure. And the drive-ins are getting more active, too, aren't they?
Who would have thought that we would have new drive-ins opening up in the Chicago area? We had the Cascade that closed last year. And everyone thought, well, drive-ins are petering out. The only one left was the one in McHenry. But then two new drive-ins opened, one in the Pilsen area and one in Bridgeview. And now we get word that two more are going to be opening by the end of this week. One will be in Hoffman Estates, just outside of the Sears Center there. What they're doing is they're putting up these big screens, and you pull into the parking lots for these venues. And they set up the cars so they're socially distant and everything is safe. And if you're out of your car, you have to wear masks. You order food on your phone. The audio for the screen comes through your radio. So that's going to be one. And then another is in the city itself, in the Lincoln Yards area at the corner of Waubonsia and Troop. Right next to Fleet Field's Lincoln Yards Soccer Field. And that's another big area that you just pull your car in, and they're putting up a big screen. Both of these are going to be opening on Thursday. At the Sears Center, the first movie that they're going to show will be The Goonies. And for Lincoln Yards, the first film, one of my favorites of all time, Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
And will there be any opportunity for these places to show new movies that are released?
Eventually, yeah. Once they start releasing new movies to the theaters, I think that is going to be the plan. We're not looking at new movies being released until about the middle to the end of July. So eventually, I think we are going to see new movies coming to the drive-in theaters. Right now, they're showing classic films, classic comedies. Out in McHenry, I know they're showing Wizard of Oz this week, which is cool to see, some of these movies up on big screen. And also, the drive-in theaters are also being used for concerts, as we've been telling you about. For example, the concert promoter known as Live Nation yesterday announced 9 concerts that are going to be part of a series that they're doing called Live from the Drive-In that will feature concerts of Brad Paisley and Darius Rucker, John Party, Nelly, among others from different parts of the country. They'll be performing live in Nashville, Missouri, Noblesville, Indiana, and other places. And then they're beamed out to drive-in theaters all over the country. We don't know exactly which theaters in the Chicago area will be carrying these yet, so we're going to keep an eye on the websites, and when we hear about that, we'll let you know. So, drive-in theaters, who knew, going to be so popular in 2020.
Well, we've also heard from lots of folks who remind us that the Weather Bell Corner, Bell Federal Savings, Monroe and Clark.
Monroe and Clark
Street.
That
was it.
Yeah.
Dean's got
a parking ticket there not long ago. That's how I remember it. It's like, I knew I should have parked here.
The Golden Globes get a new date. There is some information on the new Hamilton movie and more to talk to Dean Richards about. We'll do that momentarily.
They're Chicago and they're real. Watch Dan Ponce, Lauren Jiggets, Larry Potash, and Robin Baumgarten get real in the morning with the WGN-TV Morning News team, weekdays 4 to 10.
8:22, talking entertainment news with Dean Richards. 30 Rock, the latest to react to the new sensitivity and awareness regarding social issues. What have they done, Dean?
I don't remember these episodes, but apparently they did happen. 4 episodes of 30 Rock that contained characters in blackface. And Tina Fey and the other show creator, Robert Carlock, contacted NBC and asked that these episodes be permanently pulled from showing 30 Rock reruns. Tina Fey, in a statement, said, "I understand now the intent is not a free pass for white people to use these images. I apologize for the pain they've caused, and going forward, no comedy-loving kid needs to stumble on these tropes and be stung by their ugliness." So, if the 30 Rock runs in syndication around the country, these episodes will not be part of the ones that they show anymore.
Some sad news about Joel Schumacher, and this name may not mean something to a lot of people, but you've probably seen his work.
Oh, yeah. He was a fantastic director, interviewed him many times, super nice guy. Had been battling cancer for the past about year and a half or so, and succumbed to it yesterday. He directed two of the Batman movies. He directed The Lost Boys, St. Elmo's Fire, Falling Down, the original Flatliners, Time to Kill, among others. He was a writer, a producer, started off designing costumes for movies. And anyone who has worked for Joel Schumacher, they've just been flooding social media with compliments about what a great guy he was and how creative he was. He did have a knack for spotting young talent and bringing young talent to the scene. He was 80 years old.
Wasn't he the guy that designed the Batman suits for the movie?
For the, you know, the kind of, yeah, the reboot of the Batman movies, right?
And the Golden Globes are going to go on when?
They are, normally the Golden Globes are in January. It's usually one of the first award shows of the year. They've moved their award ceremony now back to February 28th. Which was supposed to be the date that the Academy Awards would be on for next year. And, you know, the Oscars have been moved to April 25th. So everybody's moving back a little bit. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler are still set to be the hosts of the Golden Globes. I'm not putting anything in ink right now until, you know, we get a little closer to some of these dates.
Yeah, good idea.
Things could change five or six times between now and then.
Finally, Dean talked to Rose Byrne, and this is a political comedy that she's got going, right?
Yeah, this is this movie that's written and directed by Jon Stewart that we were talking about yesterday called Irresistible. And Steve Carell and Rose Byrne play political pundits, political operatives. Each work for their own political party. Rose Byrne is on the right. Steve Carell is on the left. And this movie is about the, you know, the stop at nothing tactics that they both use in order to further their candidate. They both happen to be working on a candidacy for a small-town Wisconsin mayoral candidate that they believe would be the future of their bigger political parties later on. Ultimately, this movie just takes a look at the messy, ugly world of politics and how both the left and right work. When I talked to Rose Byrne about it, she talked about how this movie takes everyone on.
I think it's pretty even-handed, don't you? With it kind of deals with both sides of the aisle.
Oh, yeah. No one is safe. Everyone is made fun of. Everybody is lampooned. And the expose, I think, really is about the system as a whole that's in place and the, you know, the role money plays in who we elect. It's pretty profound. So, but no, you kind of go in thinking, oh, it's a Jon Stewart movie. It's going to be incredibly democratic and so on and so forth, and or lenient to the Democrats, and it's not. Everyone is made fun of and satirized in only the way Jon Stewart can do it.
Yeah, that was my take on this when I saw the movie, that it was pretty evenly handed. It's eye-opening, and it's hilarious at the same time. It'll start streaming on demand on Friday. Chris Cooper is also in the movie, who is amazing. Tomorrow, we'll share a little of my conversation with Chris Cooper as well.
He's always great, and he's one of those guys, you say the name Chris Cooper, a lot of people draw a blank, but you see him and you realize he's been in a million movies.
He's so great. You know, he plays a former Marine colonel in this movie. He's kind of a war hero who steps up and speaks up in his little small town of Wisconsin in one of their little town meetings. And it's captured on YouTube. And that's what catches the attention of both the Democratic and Republican Party of, you know, this very plain-talking now farmer in Wisconsin. Hmm. And when I was talking to Chris Cooper, he told me about how at one time he really was a farmer. He really did work on a farm.
Wow.
Which, you know, doesn't surprise you. I mean, can you see 60s.
Yeah.
Can you imagine somebody more than Chris Cooper, you know, throwing bales of hay or, you know, I don't.
He's got the look.
Yeah. What do I know about stuff like that? I grew up on the South Side.
And, all right, I got to put Irresistible on my list.
Yeah.
And also, have you seen the David Spade movie? Somebody told me that was pretty raunchy but funny.
It's, yeah, I forget the name of it now. It sort of came down the conveyor belt and left. It's okay. It's a movie about he thinks he's asking a super hot model out on a date, and he gets the names mixed up, and he accidentally asks somebody who is super obnoxious to him out on a date, like in Hawaii or someplace, and now he's stuck with the wrong. It might be called the wrong date.
It sounds
like
a good
that.
Premise.
It was kind of funny. Yeah, it was kind of funny.
Yeah, on the publicity poster for the movie, there's the quote. Let's see. Came down the conveyor belt and left. Dean Richards, WGN-TV.
That's how I view a lot of the movies that I see. I picture myself as Lucy and Ethel wrapping the chocolates, and the movies come down the conveyor belt. Some stick. Most of them fall off the conveyor belt and are always forgotten.
Well, we're glad to have you on the assembly line, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. Bye.
Thank you.